The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello and welcome once again to another exciting moment. Abayomi Obabolujo is my name. I did say to you that I'm going to be playing host to a program which I call Youth in Leadership and Exploits Conference 2021, the very first edition of such. And so I have with me already two of the guest speakers, and we're going to be looking at some of the highlights of the program together. Why are we converging? The problem of this country as we are is leadership. That is the gospel truth. If you see a state that is not moving forward, it is all about leadership. If you see a family that is not moving forward, it is all about leadership. If you see an enterprise that is not moving forward, it is all about leadership. If you see a country that is not moving forward, it is all about leadership. Today, I have with me two experts as far as I'm concerned. The first is Mr. Adedeji Ajadi. Mr. Adedeji Ajadi is an investment expert, and for goodness sake, he was or he is the immediate past registrar, Chartered Institute of Stockbrokers. We are bringing him because he has coordinated the institute concerning the Nigerian capital market for close to 9 years, if I'm not mistaken. He himself a chartered fellow in some other institutes aside from the Chartered Institute of Stockbrokers. He can guide you, he can guide your children, he can guide the young ones on how to become a professional. He's going to be talking there, he's here with us in the studio. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
And I also have with me a gentleman. He's very gentle, he doesn't talk, he's quiet, but again, you need to listen to Dr. Vincent Arifalu. He is a medical doctor, trained medical doctor. I know him in the capital market. He's an investor. We made money together in stocks. We lost money together in stock. He's also a pastor. And I know at the time he writes for Stocks Watch Weekly. And the focus was on purpose. Dr. Arifalu.
So glad to be here, sir.
Dr. Arifalu is going to be with us on Friday. And then Mr. Ajadi is one of the three fellows that will be speaking to us on Saturday. I will go on a short break. When I return from that short break, we will be doing a little synopsis as to what is going to be the experience Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week and Sunday of next week. All right, I will be right back.
Fairhaven's Christian Center presents Youth in Leadership and Exploits Conference 2021. Theme: Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant. Speakers include Vincent Arifalu, Olumide Adeleye, Adeoluwa Kiyemi, Adedeji Ajadi. Date: Friday 24th to Sunday 26th September 2021. Venue: Chapel of Impartation, Fairhaven's Christian Center, 95 Ipaja Road, Sofunde Bus Stop, Okekoto, Agege, Lagos. Time: 6 p.m. on Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. on Sunday. Come and learn how to emerge a financial giant in the new age. Powered by Fairhaven's Christian Center.
Welcome back. So the first question should be to Mr. Adedeji Ajayi. Esa, how did you become a chartered fellow, either of accounting or banking and CIS? How did the journey start? Very important.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What was the motivation?
You know, growing up and when we were in the university, especially, it started really from when we were in the university. You know, in the room, some of us friends, colleagues, we talk. particularly I had a friend, Remy was his name, in my room, and you know, we would say, look, I was studying agriculture. I would say, yes, yeah, we are studying agriculture, but you know, we are going to be in the financial sector. We used to say it jokingly. Look, we will write ICANN exam and we would become...
There was no correlation.
There was no correlation.
Well, how did the motivation come?
Yeah, we just
felt... At that age, how old were you at that time?
I must have been about 19. I entered university at 16.
In other words, your motivation to become a professional came at about the age of 19.
19, yeah.
You were still telling us how the motivation came. How did it come about, sir?
Seriously, I knew that professionalism was getting more pronounced at that time. You know, we knew that people who were professionals, the lawyers, the engineers, the accountants were doing well. And so I said, look, no matter what, even after my degree, we are going to get a professional certification. One of the closest ones to Ross then was in accounting. So we used to say it jokingly, you know. I said, look, write ICANN. The other people would say, go and be writing your ICANN, you know. And then I studied a course in my fifth year. We call it farm management. In that farm management, they teach you a little bit of accounting, balance sheet, and analysis. So when I studied that course, and I also, so from financial information, you can actually analyze and determine that your company is doing well or not doing well. You can know what is wrong. You can know how to improve on it. I said, wow, I love this. So by the time we finished, honestly, I was already primed to go into accountancy. So that was the motivation.
Let me put the question to Dr. Arifalu. Sir, you are a medical doctor by training. Did you ever practice as a medical doctor?
Yes, I practiced for about 6 years before I finally decided that I think life is more than just medical practice. At least for me, you know, I think it's important to explore, you know. I think we're all gifted differently. And we can't just live our lives like, you know, like everybody, like others live. Everybody has to come to a point of awareness where you know the direction that your life should take.
Esa, how did you come to that consciousness? Very important. Yeah. At what age did you come to that consciousness?
I would say early on, based on exposure to mentors. Mentors and people that people around me, and of course curiosity of looking around and talking to people generally. I think my mind began to open to the possibility of living a different kind of life and really exploring life. Because for me, I felt at a very young age that life is so short that I can't just live my life based on what people tell me. You know, for example, I studied medicine, and looking back on my life, maybe I could have done something else instead of, you know, once you're brilliant in our environment, once you are good academically, your parents say, study medicine, law, pharmacy, and things like that, professional courses. But for me, I came to a point that I realized that life is more than just a professional course. There's a lot of giftings, a lot of potentials inside of people that they need to explore. For me personally, I said, there's much more inside of me. I need to explore. I don't want to live up my life just following the scripts and just doing what parents say to do. So I began to ask questions. I began to talk to people around, and I found that life is, you know, it's like a big world out there. Mm-hmm. We can explore and we can live our lives to the full.
Sir, now, how long did it take you between when the prompting, the consciousness of you becoming a professional you, right? Between the period, that consciousness, that interest, right, came, and the time you eventually bagged your first professional qualification?
Interestingly, it wasn't too long. I left university at 91, went for youth service. I think we came back 93. I was into teaching just for about 10 months. And then somehow, one thing I know is that once you have a vision, a dream, it appears the whole universe actually works to ensure that you achieve that objective. Mm. The first person that would call me for a job was an in-law who was running an ICANN training center.
Wow.
When I left the teaching job, that week I was home, he just visited our house and said, look, we need an admin officer. In the office. And they were an ICANN tuition center, exam professional center in Ibadan. Interestingly, I had already decided many years ago that I wanted to write ICANN. And they said, look, once you work for us as a staff, we give you free lecture materials and all of you don't pay for lectures, no tuition. I said that, forget that, forget about, in fact, in my mind, I said, forget about salary. I'm going to go for that job. And the way God will have it for me, very unusually, I wrote my ICANN exam, four levels, four consecutive exams, and I just passed in 2 years.
Oh.
Very, very unusual, and they told me it was not possible. happened to me.
what can you say was the basic factor behind the success you were able to achieve? In other words, if I'm not mistaken, you left university at about the age of, let us say,
22.
You went for youth call, and let us say by 25, you were already chartered.
25, 26, yeah. That's it.
How did you feel at that age? Because let me tell you sincerely, some of us had not even secured admission to higher institution at that age. Mm-hmm. You were already a professional. How did you feel?
I was happy. I was excited. But honestly, I had a dream that I needed to change my life. I knew I wanted to succeed at some whatever it is I wanted to do. So when I started that ICANN exam, it was with everything. My full focus. I wasn't looking for a job. There were a few job opportunities. Anything that would distract me, I won't take it.
You were fully concentrated.
Absolutely focused on that exam. Absolutely.
Your spirit, your soul, your...
Everything. Despite I was young, but I was extremely focused on that exam.
I did not bring them here so that they would give you everything. I brought them here to give you a synopsis, just a tip of what you are going to be having access to full length on Friday, on Saturday, and then on Sunday. I'm not going to be talking on Friday. I'm not going to be talking on Saturday. I'm going to be talking on Sunday, and I will be sharing my experiences, how I started, where I got to, the challenges of my life, how I was able or have been able to overcome, how I came to zero level, how I'm building back up again, and all and all and all. So you cannot afford not to be with us this next weekend. Mr. Ajayi, I'm very, very grateful for your coming.
Thank
Dr. Arifalu, see you on Saturday. Sir, see you on Friday. See you on Saturday. I want to say a very big thank you also to you. But don't forget, if you can't make it, your kids, your young ones should be with me this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It will be explosive session, right? Leadership, youth in leadership and exploits. Your kids will make exploits. All right, I have to go until when we shall be meeting again. I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy your week.
Fairhaven's Christian Center presents Youth in Leadership and Exploits Conference 2021. Theme: Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant. Speakers include Vincent Arifalo, Olumide Adeleye, Adeolu Akinyemi, Adedeji Ajadi. Date: Friday 24th to Sunday 26th September 2021. Venue: Chapel of Impartation, Fairhaven's Christian Center, 95 Ipaja Road, Sofunde Bus Stop, Okekoto, Agege, Lagos. Time: 6 p.m. on Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. on Sunday. Come and learn how to emerge a financial giant in the new age. Powered by Fairhaven's Christian Center.